Governor Chris Christie is widely believed to be running for the Republican nomination for president. One frequent stop on that road is an unusual place for a Republican, Camden, across the river from Philadelphia. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz covered Camden for several years for the Courier Post and the Philadelphia Inquirer. So when he found himself returning over and over again to Camden while tracking Chris Christie, it made him wonder why the governor loves the Democratic city so much.
Governor Christie is on a basketball court in Camden, long labeled America's poorest and most dangerous city. He's shooting free throws in a rec center.
Nope, it's wide.
Christie misses 11 until he finally makes a basket. He smiles and high-fives the Democratic mayor of the city, Dana Redd.
I'm Mayor Redd, an honor to be standing with our governor, Chris Christie, as he once again visits our city, his second home, to make a very important announcement today.
That visit last month was just one of about two dozen events Christie has held in Camden, far more than any other place beyond the State House since 2012. It's an extraordinary number, especially for a Republican in a city that went 97% for President Obama. Recently, Camden has offered Christie safe haven when things in Trenton get hot. It was one of his first public stops after the Bridgegate story broke in January, and he held five events in one day last month while his chief of staff was testifying about the lane closures before the legislature. The first event was with first graders. He even sat in one of their little chairs.
Governor Christie, want to sit in the special chair there, or are you comfortable?
I'm comfortable.
And that's why he's here. He's politically comfortable, too. Christie has formed an alliance with George Norcross, who is a Camden Hospital chairman and de facto leader of South Jersey Democrats. Norcross is a backroom wheeler and dealer with influence over the largest block of votes in the legislature. Christie and Norcross have helped each other out. Norcross-aligned Democrats have bucked their party's base to support Christie's public worker benefit cuts, while Christie has in turn endorsed Norcross's strategies for remaking Camden, from enhanced higher education institutions to the creation of privately run, for-profit, publicly financed elementary schools in the city. One of those schools has Norcross's name on it.
Groundbreakings and ribbon cuttings, and I'm thrilled to do it, because what it shows is there's action in this city.
Christie was heavily involved in another struggling New Jersey city, Newark, when his friend and ally, Cory Booker, was the mayor. But as Booker moved on to the U.S. Senate and as anti-Christie activists in Newark grew louder, Christie has increasingly focused his attention on Camden, where he has the political support to actually get things done. He has said that he loves Camden, and it has become something of a laboratory for him for urban renewal. For example, Christie directed the state to take over the Camden School District, which has 23 of the state's 26 worst-performing schools.
This stuff isn't easy to do, but nor should it be easy for us to continue to ignore these children. And let's be honest, that's what we have done. We can rationalize as much as we like, but we have ignored their futures. And today is a symbol of the beginning of the end of that conduct.
Since Norcross-aligned Camden Democrats backed the plan, even after Christie's new superintendent laid off teachers to deal with a budget gap, political support for Christie remained. Elected Democrats here say they believe in him. Christie's advisors say the governor is focused on Camden because it's a legacy issue for him, a place where he can make a permanent difference. But they also believe that his focus on urban issues, his alliances with African American and Hispanic politicians, will resonate in a presidential race, not just in cities, but also in towns that surround those cities, like in the nearby Pennsylvania suburbs around Philadelphia, filled with swing voters. So every time he comes to Camden, he brings a photographer and video crew for those cute moments, like when he plays catch with a bunch of kids.
There you go, Michaela. Good shot. Come on back here, Mikhail. I don't want you to get hit.
His constant presence here is bearing fruit. He got just 604 votes in the city in 2009 and tripled that number in 2013.
In all the years of previous governors, we were always the forgotten city. They never came to Camden and showed the love that Christie does.
That fan is Emiliano Reyes Jr., a 40-year-old Camden truck driver who sees new development near the waterfront as an optimistic sign.
It's like flowers growing out of concrete, man. It's awesome.
But for those who have been involved in Camden politics for years, skepticism abounds. I met up with Kelly Francis, longtime head of the NAACP here, at a parking lot on the Camden waterfront.
My first job out of high school, loading freight cars that shipped Campbell's products all over the country. But now it's just parking lots, acres and acres of parking lots.
But the waterfront does have several gleaming investments that were intended to revitalize the economy here. A succession of governors, Democratic and Republican, gave generous tax breaks to draw investment. And last month, Christie trumpeted a deal to bring the 76ers basketball team practice gym here. The team is getting an $82 million tax break. The 76ers won't pay property taxes. And it's estimated the project will create 50 new jobs, none of which are guaranteed for locals.
Also, the Rivershark Stadium, further down the waterfront.
Francis points out that Camden's minor league baseball team also plays on publicly financed tax-exempt land.
The Battleship Museum is also on county land operated by the Camden County, which is tax-exempt.
The Susquehanna Bank Center, a wildly popular concert arena, is on state-owned land and gets a tax break.
Of course, the aquarium, because that's also a state facility, and that's also tax-exempt. And it has produced very few jobs for Kansas City residents, if any.
So how much of the waterfront attractions, how much money do they yield in tax dollars for the local schools?
Zero, actually. Zero.
Without new tax dollars, Christie has found other ways to save money. He gave the green light so the city police department could be closed and replaced with a countywide force. Camden officials had long complained of overly generous police contracts. By eliminating the police department, they said they could roll back those perks. Christie provided $10 million so it could be taken over by a new county force. He has said he would consider replicating this experiment in other cities, too. The police chief, Scott Thompson, ran the old force and is at the helm of the new one. He says there are more cops on the street, and violent crime is rapidly dropping.
You got to remember, our residents here were being victimized at third world country rates, and that it was time for a new paradigm.
But activists think Christie created a problem he could then fix. When he first came into office, Christie didn't provide enough state dollars to maintain staffing levels. Nearly half the department was temporarily laid off, leading to a drop in arrests and a record-setting murder rate. That created a crisis, says Francis, that allowed the local police to be taken over by outside politicians.
It hasn't made any impact on the residents of the city of Camden. They're still the poorest. It's still the most dangerous city in the country.
Other budget cuts have hurt Camden's poor, even as Christie argues that he's trying to save them. He eliminated the earned income tax credit for the working poor. He rolled back benefits for businesses in city's urban enterprise zones. And he slowed the school construction program, so century-old buildings in Camden continue to fall apart. The governor cites state fiscal woes, saying he is trying to balance all residents' needs. And like he demonstrated that day on the basketball court, he promises to keep trying, to keep coming back, to keep doing more. But there's not a lot of time. His political schedule is filling up, as Brian Morton, who runs a local Little League, quickly found out last month when Christie visited.
We want to see if you take us up on an offer.
All right.
So Saturday, June 14th is our opening day.
Oh.
Right? You might be full, so we're
trying
to
be in Utah.
Utah.
I'd much rather be here.
Christie had a retreat of national Republican leaders that day, sponsored by Mitt Romney. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.